Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way a tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. We got our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour. We haven't talked to Eddie since they got Jrue Holiday. So this will be good. He's a former Celtic. He won his championship with the Celtics, Rob. So we jumped on him because, yeah, he was being a homer for Miami. That's right, last week, because he played.
Remember,
for
we shouted
well.
Him down.
Yeah, yeah, and deservedly so. I mean, he was soft pedaling like a mug. All right, Rob, the Patriots obviously off to a 1-3 start, and I mean they actually do have some winnable games on their schedule, but I've never ever thought that they were going to make the playoffs this year. And I thought when Aaron Rodgers was healthy, they were a clear fourth best team in that four-team division of the AFC East. And now they're 1-3. They just got shellacked by the Cowboys by 35 points, worst beating of Bill Belichick's career. They got the Saints coming up Sunday, Rob. Obviously, a winnable game. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then they got the Raiders after that. That's winnable as well. But Tom Curran, who, you know, does a great job covering the Patriots, he said in a podcast recently, Rob, something that is jarring. And here it is.
They are so far from a well-coached team that's disciplined and situationally smart. I contend that they were the worst coached team in football last year. Like, who lasts longer, Bill or Mac? Mm. Where do they both go at the same time? I mean, that's kind of the conversation.
So he's saying that, I mean, he's throwing it out there that Bill Belichick could be fired. Because obviously he threw out who lasts longer, Bill or Mac, meaning Mac Jones. Their quarterback, Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm not buying any of that. And I know he covered the Patriots and all that. I just, if that was a story he's breaking, that would be some story. I do not see Bill Belichick, Chris, under any circumstances, being fired from the Patriots. Will they part ways at the end of a season or move on or what? But I'm talking about like fired, get out, Bill? No, I don't see it. I don't.
I'm completely with you.
Am I right? Like, Chris, it could end. Nobody's going to keep a job forever. This is not the Supreme Court. He's not the Pope. So, yes, could they move on from him? Yes. But fire him, like, in the middle of the season and throw Bill Belichick out? I'll have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'll go even a step further. They shouldn't fire Bill Belichick. They can't fire Bill Belichick. And Rob, you know, I am on the record many times as saying Brady deserves more credit than Belichick for those championships. Now, I'm not saying Belichick doesn't deserve any because he's a great defensive coach. And those early championships with Brady, Brady was a game manager. But I've pointed out that Belichick has done pretty much nothing without Brady, whether it was before he got Brady in New England or after. He's made the playoffs 2 out of the 10 years he's coached without Brady. The year before Brady took over, Rob, he had Drew Bledsoe, who you know was a four-time Pro Bowler, like was a top quarterback. I believe Rob was the first quarterback to make $100 million, first football player to make $100 million in a contract. And they won 5 games. And then Bledsoe got hurt. They were, I think, 0-2. And then Brady took over out of necessity, and the rest is history. I give Belichick credit for sticking with Brady when Bledsoe came back healthy and for building those defenses around, you know, that could protect Brady when he was young and still developing. So I'm not trying to, you know, say he just happened to be along for the ride. But regardless of how you feel about it, Rob, he won 6 Super Bowls. And I'm with you. Like, whether it's at the end of this year or next year or whatever, if they want to sit down with Belichick and be like, hey, this isn't working. We want to go in a different direction. You know, let's part ways, you know, with dignity. It can be, you don't even have to be mutual. Just you stepping away, you know, or they could say, Rob, they don't mind him coaching, but they don't want him to be the GM, you know, whatever it is. But to outright fire, I mean, the Spurs, they could have fired Greg Popovich. They had, I think, 4 horrific seasons. They didn't do it. They haven't won a thing since Tim Duncan left and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. Even when Kawhi left, because he didn't like the way things were being run.
100%.
Right? And so you could have been like, oh, he doesn't relate to the modern day player, you know, all that stuff.
You could have run him out of there, Chris, yep. easily.
They never considered it. And Rob, Chuck Knoll obviously won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers. He made the playoffs 4 out of his last 12 seasons with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They didn't fire him. I mean, you just... there are certain things you just don't do. And Rob, I'll say this and then let you go.
And you know I'm not a big Bill Belichick fan either. You know I'm not.
You've been harder on him than me. I mean, for the cheating and all that. And all I'll say, like, and I don't think Robert Kraft's even thinking about selling them. But if he did and another owner came in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He could do it like when Jerry Jones fired Tom Landry.
Right.
That's different.
Because that's when it's yours now, your baby. Yep. You get to do whatever you want, and I understand that. I remember the shockwaves, Chris, when Tom Landry was fired. It was like, oh, my God.
And even then, it felt a little off-putting. But you get it, right?
Right.
It was like, man, this dude's a legend.
But he brought in his own guy, so that would make sense to me. But I do not... Like this idea that he's on par with Mac Jones? Really?
Right.
Come on, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm not. I just don't. It sounds good, and it sounds like juicy material.
Right.
But I can't. It would be stunning that he's in line, right, to pass Shula, right? And they would get rid of him?
Now, that's the interesting thing, Rob. He needs 19. And Rob G, it is 19. I heard a couple of people saying 29, but I think it's 19.
How many
double
more?
Check that, Rob G.
If it's 29, then it might not happen.
Well, look, I'm starting to wonder about 19, Rob.
Nah, he can get it because he would.
Like, what they going to win this year? 6, 7?
If he parted ways with them, Chris, somebody would hire him. I'm telling
you, he's 17 away from tying, so he needs 18.
So he needs 18.
To win.
So he needs 2 9-win seasons.
I think that's this season. I think it's this season and 2 after that.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot.
How old is he, though? He's 70?
He's like 72, I think. Rob G. He's one of the oldest ever is 73. That was Romeo Crennel, I believe.
Yeah.
He was an interim.
He's 71, Chris, 71.
Right. And George Hollis was 73, and Romeo Crennel was like an interim.
And what's crazy is Pete Carroll is older? Is Pete Carroll... Pete Carroll, Chris, is 72. He looks good.
Pete Carroll looks great.
Doesn't he?
He Yeah, I mean, they both are obviously in good shape for guys that old. There's no doubt. But, yeah, Carroll really looks good.
And Nick Saban, 71. Chris, if Pete Carroll
all those guys are going to coach, at least Carroll and Saban.
4 or 5 more years.
Are going to coach, yeah, until they're
If Pete Carroll dyed his hair, you wouldn't believe that he would. Am I right? If he dyed his hair, you'd say he's in his early 60s.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Like, he definitely is in great shape. But, I don't know, are there people in the organization leaking stuff to reporters out there in New England? Chris, I don't know.
You're probably right. And remember this. Bill Belichick has probably crushed a lot of people along the way. When you're at a place for a long time, and when they finally smell, like you couldn't say anything, Chris, because he was winning.
Right.
But when there's finally some blood in the water,
about media?
No, I'm talking about like the people inside the building. Yeah. Because they look at him as vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like now.
I would say in the day, on First Things First, the only possible way, Rob, that you would fire him is if indeed, and we know there's been tension there between him and Kraft, him and Brady, but tension is one thing. But I'm talking about if this guy is hated by virtually everybody in the organization, and, you know, like he is just known as the number one jerk in the league, and he just runs over people, steps on people, treats people like crap, and they can't do anything about it because he's been so successful, that's one thing, right? I mean, I would kind of get that. But I don't think I don't think it's been that bad, Rob. I mean, do you?
No, a couple years ago when they made the playoffs, it was incredible that they were able to make the playoffs.
No, but I'm just saying like...
Oh, what?
I don't think he's that hated. I mean, sure, you got people that don't like you.
I'm just saying there are enemies. You know what I'm saying, but I doubt it. Right.
Yeah,
a lot of people had long careers there, Chris, and success and got money. Because
absolutely.
Of the success of the franchise.
It's absolutely.
Because if
everybody in that building that's been there, you know, for any significant length of time benefited from Belichick.
Because if you're winning, Chris, you know, remember there's bonuses, all kinds of stuff that comes with winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They probably got a couple of staff rings, Super Bowl rings.
No question.
When they make people rings for the staff.
Yep. It does. You're right. It trickles down, man.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
about it. And that's how you keep people loyal, because you got to spread the wealth, share with people who are in it. You know what? At one time, because this is always, I think, was the craziest thing. In baseball, can you believe the writers used to get World Series rings who covered the team?
Really?
Hal McCoy.
I bet you the New York Times didn't
allow. No,
they wouldn't even allow us to vote.
Yeah, you guys couldn't
even
vote.
When I was there,
Hal McCoy from the Dayton Daily News. He's a Hall of Fame, in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame writer, one of my favorite people of all time. He got rings when the Reds won in 75 and 76. He showed me a World Series ring with his name on it. I'm like,
was it back then where the writers
traveled?
I mean, obviously there was some independence, but were they to some extent considered like a part of the team? You know what I mean? Like,
yes, they were.
Because
they all traveled together, the broadcasters, the writers. Yeah. Chris, I used to be on the Nets team bus. I think that was past your era.
The Nets?
Yes.
Basketball?
The New Jersey Nets.
On the bus?
On the bus with
going
the players.
To the games?
From the
hotel?
Hotel to the arena. We'd all go together.
Wow.
We wouldn't get in the cab.
From the time I started covering, Rob, we certainly weren't on buses. We weren't flying with the teams. And we weren't even allowed in practice. Now, when you covered the NBA, couldn't you go watch the whole practice?
We watched practice all the time.
Yeah, we could see, like, you know, they let us in for like the last 10 minutes.
No, we used to watch practice. I used to fly commercial.
Did you go to the whole practice, like, for the most part?
Yeah, not every day, but you know what I mean. Like, if I was writing an off-day story or something, shoot around, I'd go to shoot around and then, you know, go back go back to my hotel. But we would travel with them. Like, they would be sitting next to me on a commercial flight.
That's crazy.
It
was all charter by the time I started.
I would get on the team bus, Chris. The bus is at 4:05 or whatever, you know, at 5 o'clock for this arena.
Wow.
And I remember us going to the Salt Lake City Marriott, Chris, over to the Salt Palace, which was literally across the street.
Right.
And Bill Fitch wouldn't let any players walk by themselves. You had to take the bus.
Yeah, no, that's how, you know, that's how they do.
He said, we got to go as a team.
So what if, when you or someone, any other writer, wrote something, you know, negative, whether it was just your opinion or you broke a story that was, you know, negative towards some people, was there, what was it like?
They just confronted you, but it was no, like on the bus, no, usually they didn't give you a hard time. I never had any, you know, they would confront you. I was confronted by players who didn't like what I said, but never like publicly, you know what I mean? In the bus or in the airport or whatever.
That's cool. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We want your opinion. Rob and I are like, look, you just can't fire Bill Belichick. Six championships, the only six in your franchise's history. You got to talk to him. You got to let that man go with dignity. A retirement, you know, I mean, he is your franchise. Him and Tom Brady, I'm sorry. They the ones that made it happen. You can't fire him. That's our opinion. What is yours? 877-99 on Fox. We want to know, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. All right, the Odd Couple is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever had a moment when you knew what you should do, but your brain just wouldn't let you do it because thoughts were just racing? One way to get rid of those racing thoughts is to talk them through, and therapy helps you figure out what is holding you back, so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's nothing better. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And then going forward, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend, my friend, with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/oddcouple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/oddcouple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're in hour number two of a three-hour show here on TV Theme Song Thursday, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place, bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, the Chicago Bears just marched down the field, 75 yards in six plays, and about a 20-yard touchdown pass from Justin Fields to DJ Moore. They're up 7-0.
That might be the only touchdown they score tonight. I'm just saying.
We'll see, but that was impressive. We'll see if they can keep it going, but good start for them. 877-99 on Fox. Rob and I say you can't fire Bill Belichick if you're the New England Patriots. Your thoughts?
All right, Matt in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
How you?
What's up?
Oh, hey, I'm pretty good. But, yeah, I don't think you can fire Bill Belichick. He's been there with them Super Bowls with Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady wins them without Bill. And I don't think Bill would not have won them without Tom. So I think you need to just let him retire there with the all-time record.
Yeah, they almost stuck to that. Almost. Like, Chris, just, you know, he's got to get the record and then we can move on. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Matt. You know what I mean, Chris? You're almost. And then it's also a part of a feather in the cap of the organization to have the all-time winningest coach, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That,
like, let's not act like they don't get any benefit.
They get a benefit.
Rob, the only thing right now even keeping people remotely interested in them is Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if they didn't have him, we'd be like, oh, they're going to – nobody would even be thinking about
them. No, there would be no conversation. Let's go to Henry in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Henry?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Love the show.
Thank you.
He's earned the right to keep his job, but just like with Landry in Dallas, Shula in Miami, and Noel in Pittsburgh, and this is for you, Rob, I don't think it's going to have a happy ending.
Okay.
Well,
that is for me, huh? Thank you.
Yeah.
But so you're saying what? That you don't think it's going to be happening?
Noel didn't get fired. Landry got fired.
But there was a coaching change. They would have never fired Landry if it was. I mean, an ownership change.
It doesn't end well.
So you're saying he's going to get fired?
They can lose, but
you're saying he's going to fire
retired.
Him? Right.
Shula retired. Noel retired. It didn't end with them winning like they did in their heyday, and we're both admitting that.
Right. They weren't good when Noel stepped down, right. Chris.
Right. So, I mean, that's not saying anything we're not agreeing with.
Right, we agree with that.
I think he just wanted to get his happy ending comment.
Yeah, I think he did. That's okay. Good job, too. Good job. Good writing. George, in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, George?
Yeah, I was going to mention the same thing. Like, you know, Dallas had five titles with Landry, right?
No. They won, what, two Super Bowls, I think? And he won a championship or two. When
That's
he
right,
was,
right.
you know, before the Super Bowl. Let me check
but
it out for you.
But he was their first coach. It was his first coach.
No, he was a great – yeah, he was a great coach. I mean, there's
Because I'm old school like you guys, and I'm like, man, this guy was like the franchise.
Bill Belichick, he's not the Pope. I mean, he doesn't get to keep the job forever.
Right.
But that's not that's not the way you put him out. I'm sorry. I mean
– Yeah.
Now, Chris, if they don't win, like if it's 3 years and you don't get the record, then you might be able to say, well, you know, we gave you 3 years
right.
to get it done and we just got to move
on. I mean,
I
think you have a conversation and you just force him to leave with dignity. You know what I mean? Like he retires. Landry, Rob, he won two Super Bowls and went to five total. So, yeah. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Eddie House coming up as we switch gears to the NBA, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We want you to test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100. You can use this code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest got theme music. He's an NBA champion. He's a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. our man, Mr. Eddie House. E House, what up?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling, man, at this Shamrock Foundation gala that they got going on out here in Boston, man, for a great cause, raising some money for the community and things like that. So we're having a good time right now, man.
Very nice.
We were just wondering if you were going to give us a real opinion about the Celtics trade or the Homer version about Drew Holiday.
It's only one real opinion. What you talking about, a Homer opinion or a real opinion? My opinion is probably like everybody else's opinion. A hell of a damn trade. Put the Celtics over the top.
Does it? I still got Milwaukee slightly, but you got the Celtics passing them.
I got Milwaukee being that team that's right there. I feel like their interior defense, you know, with Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Giannis, they have hell of a great interior defense. They can protect the rim and things of that nature. But when I look at the Celtics roster and the addition of Drew Holiday, you start talking about on the offensive end, number one, an organizer who can get the main guys who were all NBA players last year the ball with live dribble and put them in position to be successful. And then on the defensive end, he's all NBA. Derek White was all NBA. And then you have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum talking about their trying to be all NBA defensive players this year and make that team. So when you have that kind of collective mindset with that ability, that versatility, I think that puts them ahead. I think the IQ has jumped up tremendously on both ends of the ball.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. My one concern, or one of my concerns about them, is the lack of size. Now, I know Porzingis is 7'3", and he can block shots. He can protect the rim. But he's your only player of consequence above 6'9". And then Al Horford at 6'9", is 37 years old, and Porzingis, you know, his health can be a question. You're right. Perimeter defense, they got it on lock. I'm just a little concerned that they're a bit thin up front. Is that a concern for you, or you don't think that'll be a factor?
I will say this. I don't think that the Celtics are done looking to try to add more front court size. I think they'll ride it out for a little bit, but I really believe that at some point they're going to look to add some depth at in the front court positions. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. If you can't get to the rim, what does it matter if you got rim protection or not if you can't get there?
They got some good defenders. Like, Drew and Derek White are both great defenders.
And you talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown expressing that they want to make all-defensive teams. They want to be on one of those all-defensive teams. Now you have two-way players, and then on top of that, you know, those are your superstars, those are your leaders. It's going to just elevate everybody else's game. I mean,
Mazzulla doesn't seem to focus that much on defense to me. I mean, he switched it, I should say, to more offense than defense. Is that going to switch back? Okay.
It's not going to be like that. I've been to two practices, and defense is definitely something that is high on the list. It's number one on the list, actually. It's about getting stops and playing defense collectively as a unit and make sure you close out that possession with the rebound.
Let's ask James Harden. He showed up to practice. Is it hard if you're a teammate? You know he's not happy. He doesn't want to be there. Wants to be traded. How does that work? Do you just ignore it and just he's on the court and play? Or in your back of your mind, you're like, it's just a matter of time before he won't be here?
No, you have to just ignore it and go out and do your job, because at the end of the day, he gets checks and somebody else gets checks, you get checks, and all them checks are different, right? One, the checks come to you, so you have to make sure that you keep doing your job so you can continue to get your checks. Is it a distraction, I think, as far as after practice and when you have to answer questions and things like that? It could be a distraction in that, right? But as far as what guys are doing and their preparation, we are all professionals, and we understand that, you know, some people do their own thing and they move how they move. But for the most part, I don't think it's a distraction for a particular player, because you have a job to do and you just got to go out there and do your job.
You also, you know, we talked to you a lot about Boston and Miami. You play for those two franchises, still call games for the Celtics. You also live in Phoenix. So the Suns, they don't really have a point guard, but they, you know, Beal and Devin can handle the ball and run the offense. How do you think things are going to play out there?
I will tell you this. Devin played point guard like the last two, since the bubble. Remember, Monty put him on the point, and I think he understands how to make decisions. But I would much rather have somebody else getting him the ball, very similar to what was going on in Boston the last couple years, where, you know, they're not getting the ball in scoring position with a live dribble. They're always initiating the offense, and they get trapped. They're getting off the ball. I think you got three guys that understand the game of basketball, number one, at a high level. They can score. They're three-level scorers, and they all can make plays. You're not going to ask them to make plays consistently. I think when you have smart players, guys that are that talented, they figure it out. Offensively, I think they'll be fine. I like the addition of Grayson Allen. That gives them some depth defensively, a guy that can come out there and give you fouls. He's serviceable, played on some good teams, made some deep runs. And then you got Nurkic. I think there's some more size over there. That's exactly something that I thought they were lacking in depth. So it added to their depth. But to me, I feel like at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, are they going to be good enough defensively? And that's where I think it's not about them scoring. I think defensively, and Vogel is a defensive coach, so it's going to be, to me, I'm excited to watch them. That's one of the teams I'm really, really, really interested to see how they perform this season.
Let me ask you about Embiid playing for Team USA.
Hello.
You like that? He's a USA. He's a U.S. citizen now, so he's choosing the United States.
Who was he going to play for? I mean, to go try to get a gold medal.
He's from France, though. I mean, maybe he wants to lead the French team.
It was between U.S. and France.
He could have played it for France.
Come on, man. You know, if he still would have been shortchanged over there. I feel like this.
Yeah, but you're playing for your country, right?
Well, he's a citizen here, so, you know, he's playing for his country as well. I'm glad that these guys are stepping up and so many guys are committing right now. So you can get them questions out the way, and guys saying, "Hey, no, I'm playing. I'm willing to play, and this is what we're doing." They got to redeem. They got to go over there and get gold. You know, even though it was the FIBA, you know, World Games, it still means something. And you never want to give an inch when you feel like you're one of the best, or you are the best in the world. And so I feel I'm excited about what they're going to do in Paris.
Eddie, last question. How do you think it's going to work out in Dallas this year? Luka obviously is tremendous, and so is Kyrie, but it clearly didn't work last year. How do you think it'll be this year?
I don't know. It's tough because I think it'll still be exciting. You'll see guys put up numbers, but I don't see it translating into making deep runs. And you know what? Hopefully that's motivation for them so they can, because – the better that they are and the bigger stage that they play on with those superstars, the better it is for the NBA, the better it is to watch as a fan. Even if you're a casual fan or if you're just somebody that's tuning in to watch one time, you'll see something that's exciting with that team. I just don't feel like Dallas is a threat. The West, think about how deep the West is, okay?
Yeah.
You got every team in California, so that's four of them, right, already. Then you talk about Denver, okay? You talk about Memphis. That's six already before I even mentioned Dallas.
Right, right. And New Orleans, so, I think, if they're healthy.
And New Orleans, there you go.
They don't, right, right.
That's seven. So it's
Minnesota's,
it's
you know, not, and you know who else? OKC.
OKC. And you know what? I don't have my paperwork in front of me right now because I do have the list at home. But OKC is another team that you got to look out for. I mean, when you look at it, I didn't even say Phoenix. There you go. I didn't even
say
Phoenix.
Right. No.
Look at that in totality, it's going to be rough for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our man, Eddie House. Great stuff as always, brother. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, no problem. Take care, man.
Yep. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. That's BetterHelp.com.
Is this Starskin Hutch?
I think this is the streets of San Francisco.
No.
This is The Rookies.
The Rookies.
Yeah, that was with that black cop, right?
Chris, that black dude, yeah.
Remember him? It was only a few on back
That's
then.
That's got to be racist.
Hey, back then, so the only black guys were always running from the cops right. In the 70s. They didn't have shows.
Yeah.
Just keeping it real.
They're keeping it real. That's right. I can't remember his name, but he was pretty big.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. He was the lead on that show, The Rookies.
Yep, yep. All right, it's time for Shop
Bears.
Talk.
Wow.
Shop Talk.
Shop talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk. Or with right, Rob's going, when keeping it real goes wrong, because Rob's destined to say something that's going to get him in trouble.
What did I say?
You say they were all black guys running from the cops, Rob?
What?
I don't care the context. Yeah, someone's going to hear that in the radio.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a letter. Snail mail style, like Andy Furman.
Wow. I know. He just sent me something in the mail today.
See? You
not,
know.
Not only did he send me snail mail, you ready? He sent me a newspaper. Talk about
exactly.
Black mail and Chris, a newspaper, Andy Furman. But it's cool. Wow. It's the black newspaper in Cincinnati
it's
called.
It's the black news.
The Cincinnati Herald.
Did I knew that?
We have a black newspaper.
Yeah, Rob
every,
G.
Just about every city does.
Yes.
All right. Well, in any event, Shop Talk, the segment where we talk about something that happened outside of the world of sports. This one we're cheating a little bit because this week's topic revolves around the, what is it, faux romance, the fomance between Taylor
Phony.
Swift
Phony.
And Travis Kelce. I know we're all tired of it, but here's the question. If you could create another sports celebrity power couple to overtake Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who would it be and why? We'll start with you, Chris Broussard.
To start with Rob, I'm thinking.
I had one. I was a part of one a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention it.
It would be Rob Parker and myself.
Yeah, don't say it.
I know who you're talking about.
It was a buzz at the time. Don't say it, Chris.
It was on par with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
No, it wasn't like that, but there was a little buzz in the media business. That's all. Chris, one time.
You got one? Who are you saying? I don't have one yet. I'm working
so
on it.
So now I need, let's see.
Rob G. Go ahead. Rob G's got one.
You got
I do
all
got
of
one.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
okay,
see.
Now what makes it tricky.
He cheated. He thought about it for all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I thought about it before the question.
Of course.
The tricky thing is that a lot of the most high profile people are already in relationships. So you could be a home wrecker if you wanted to, but I'm choosing not to. I think the only answer that can overtake T-Swizzy and Travis Kelce is Aaron Rodgers and Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers, people love to hate him
Not
or they
bad.
Love to love him, one or
right.
the other.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian is the same way.
Yep.
Not bad.
And I think that she may not get as many cutaways on Sunday Night Football as Taylor Swift does.
Why not?
But because she's not Taylor Swift. But Aaron Rodgers has a much more higher Q rating than Travis Kelce could ever dream of.
Well, that's true.
So that's the difference.
What female artist, if any, has a higher Q rating?
Beyonce.
Than- Okay, she's married.
But she's married. But if you want to play that, you want to say Beyonce and LeBron.
How about we're not breaking up anybody. How about Nicki Minaj? Is she married? She's not married.
I don't know.
I'm gonna give you one. Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And Shaq.
He's divorced.
Or Charles Barkley.
He's not
Barkley
divorced.
Barkley and somebody. Oh yeah, you're right.
What are you talking? He's married, Chris.
Nicki Minaj and Shaq. And even though Shaq's not playing, he'd still be big. That'd be big. I was thinking of Josh Allen. You can easily get a football player bigger than Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
The question is a woman bigger than
Or you might have
Taylor
to go
Swift.
Reverse. I mean, well, the problem is like Serena Williams is married, but like, what, like an Ed Sheeran? And I don't know who would be the famous woman is the problem. That would rival a Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else, but we don't know who's single. That's the problem.
Yeah,
just play the game, Rob.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to think.
Rob G don't mind. Rob G's like, Reg Holmes. It don't matter. Rihanna, she's with ASAP Rocky. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be up there too. She probably has a bigger Q rating than Taylor Swift. Worldwide, at least. Maybe not here in the States.
That's a tough. Hey, where's Alex on this? He's into the pop life. Alex?
What's bobbing?
Who you got?
You know, I'm trying to think of a good female sports athlete because I think Leonardo DiCaprio with somebody would be pretty popping too. Yeah.
And he's single as a mug. Him and Rob Parker are frequenting
forever
all the
single.
Establishments
forever single.
For the rest of their lives.
You know who else would be a good one? I don't think he's married. I mean, he got a lot of girlfriends.
Rob Parker, do you think you have
Floyd
more Insta
Mayweather.
Models under your belt or Leonardo DiCaprio?
How about Floyd Mayweather and Cardi B?
Cardi B?
That'd be interesting.
That's not bad. Time.
There you go, Chris.
There you go.
But so Cardi Floyd B's don't compete married? Anymore is the problem. We would
still,
need like
he's
another.
Still a big star,
still
though.
Very much, yeah. Oh, you know what? I was going to say Jake Paul or somebody.
Yeah. Jake Paul. You might actually
Jake
move
Paul
some
and Kim Kardashian. That'd be pretty big.
Jake Paul and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. We got all the tweens locked up with
oh
that
my.
One.
Yeah, it is.
It's definitely interesting.
Rob G was like breaking up. Couples,
I know. Beyonce and anybody, you know? I mean, what about
Rob Parker?
Me and Beyonce,
yeah, Rob,
that'd be
you
good.
And somebody. Look at you.
I'm
down to break
all
up,
right,
Jay-Z.
Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.